Well, well, well. Look who it is. Mm-hmm. You again. In a good way. Mm-hmm. Part two. I am in New York. Don't get excited if you live in New York. I'm roaming the streets. Taking it all in. New York, New York. Well, guess what? First of all, let me tell you the bad news. It's not bad. I say it to overdo it. So when I tell you there's no show next week, probably. And by the way, I tried doing the bit where I go,
honey.
But while I was doing it, security knocked on my door. Well, I did it halfway through, and then they knocked on the door. And I couldn't use it. Because you couldn't even hear me talking to the security guard. But he was super nice. But I was thinking, can you imagine the people next to me that are like, I don't know, there's a guy arguing. He's mad at because there's a no podcast next week or something. But anyway, he's screaming and yelling. To tell you the truth, I didn't even think it through. I realized, oh, I'll do a double show. That'll handle me till I get back. Take care of it till I get back to L.A. And then today I realized, oh, my God, there's another week because I'm going to Washington, D.C. after this. By the way, D.C., 5th and 6th of September. Mm-hmm. So, in the little room, it'll be fun. An intimate evening with Todd Glass is what they like to call it. So, there's that. So, I'll be excited to get back. Go listen to, we'll talk about it on the show, but go look at a Foxygen video, and then this other guy, last week when lyricist Joe was in, he made me watch this video, Foxygen video, and I thought I really liked it. And then, because of that, I stumbled upon this guy, I think his name is Mac DeMarco, they're in Montreal, and I really liked them. So, go look at their videos on YouTube. And then, there's another video called, I know I'm going to get this wrong, but it's Rod Stewart. It's an old video from, like, years ago that Eric Olson showed me. It's called Rod Stewart Gasoline Alley or Gas Lamp Alley. One of those will bring it up. It's just this really simple, cool video. So, obviously Rod Stewart, old-time legend, not old-time legend, yeah, but the other guys are newer bands, but they're all really cool videos. Alrighty, and I'm excited to play some of that stuff on the show next week. Yes, it's a music review now. That's what I do. Are you going to go look at those videos? Are you? Pause right now and go look at them. Seriously, pause it right now. And then come right back and I'll wait. Does anybody really wait like that? Alright, what did you think? You did like it? You did? Serious? Maybe I'll try to do one of those podcasts where it's just me and the phone. Me and the recording device. I could do that. Sure. I'm a journalist. That made me laugh. I am a journalist, and don't forget it. I was voted number one by the Podcasters Journalistic Association of America. All right, let's start the show. I don't want to be one of these guys that, you know, for all I know, this is the worst part of the show. That I like Todd Glass show, but god dang, talks into that phone for 8 hours. Start the show. Are you pressing 15 seconds, 15 seconds, 15 seconds? You're not? That's why I love you. God damn it. Look at us. All right. Oh, by the way, someone asked me last week, genuinely, because like a lot of times out of nowhere in the opening, I'll be like, good luck with your sobriety. And they thought that I had been sober from something. You know, like, did you ever try to, what do you call it? What was the word they used? You know, go off drinking or go off, you know, pot or something like that. I said, no, for me, it's food. So I get it. And smoking cigarettes before I quit. It was like every fucking day. So I get it. It's like, God damn it. But let me tell you something. So I really think it can help. Even in a silly way that I sort of do it tongue in cheek. But maybe that's what you need, you motherfucker. Today's not the day you're quitting. You're going to do this. Fucking God damn it, you son of a fuck. You hear me? And I am proud of you. For whatever you did. I don't know how long you're clean. Maybe it's a day. Maybe it's a week. Maybe you fell off the wagon yesterday and you feel like shit. Well, get back on it and fucking have a good day. I give you permission. No, well, I don't give you permission. If you fell off the wagon, just get back on. Okay, hurry up. Do it real quick and no one will notice. The worst advice in the world. No, it's not. I know what I'm doing. Can you hear the air conditioning in the background? By the way, you know those shitty soft pretzels you get in at New York at the food carts? You know, they're a little hard, and I like them. You know why? Because I can't eat them so quick. Like, the worse they are and the staler they are, they're still a little warm with some salt on them, and it takes me longer to eat it. It's like pretzel jerky. That's why I like beet jerky, even though I know it's probably got a lot of sodium in it. Because you can't eat it so quick. It occupies you for a while. You know what I mean? And that's what those pretzels do. Do you know 8 pretzels will last me a walk around a city block? No. All right. One pretzel. Anyway. All right. Enjoy the show. It's part 2. Okay? You good? What's it?
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Just enjoy
it. Someone said drink the water, but I will drink the wine.
That's right.
Someone said take a poor man, rich folks don't have a dime. Don't fool yourselves if you will.
Dedicate this to Doug Stanhope.
I just haven't got the time.
Yeah.
You can drink the water, and I will drink the wine. Someone gave me some small flowers. I held them in my hand. Looked at those flowers for hours. I didn't understand. Go fool yourselves if you will. You can hold out your hand. I'll give you back your flower, and I will take the land, and I will.
See, I could sing. Keep giving that beat. That's all.
Someone said drink the water. You just talk about stuff. Anybody could do that. You could drink the water. I'm going to drink the wine. Somebody said give me quarters. But I said no, give me a dime. You could drink the water. You could drink the water. But I'm gonna go ahead and drink the wine. See, I could fucking do that. Anybody could fucking do that. Someone said a Thursday was Friday. But I went ahead and said that was fine. No one listens to the words. You can say anything you want. Somebody said... No one said that. You go ahead and drink the water, but I'll go ahead and drink the wine.
Yeah, anybody could fucking do that.
Somebody said...
stop the music. I'm having too much fun, and whenever... Turn it off. I'm cutting Chris off, but it's the band. Chris got very defensive, but that's from his childhood. Listen, it's nothing to do with me. I read a book.
Yes, my parents kept confusing me for small ensembles when I was a child.
who's yawning? Did I hear somebody go,
oh. No, I was saying, oh, I just felt bad for Chris's child. No. I'm thinking a little baby Chris with that big grizzly but shaved down beard.
Picture Chris just as a four-year-old with his full beard worrying about one day. Listen. I want to go see, you know, if I'm in New York, I was thinking about this, to go see one of those really bad plays. I think it would be fun, like a bad musical. Like a bad musical. I think I would like it. Not a good one. I think I'd like to go see the one like they made fun of on Family Guy.
If more people join in, the song will get better.
If more people join in, the song will get better.
Listen to the
more people join in,
is this the real
song will get better.
If more people join in, the song will get better. Now you're having fun, because we're in the aisles. Even the bad guy is singing along.
They're singing right near me, so it's a great musical.
I love it. Stewie goes, the singing right near me. So knew you. It's a great musical. It's not someone being negative. It's someone being positive, pointing out that they know. You know that's what they want those, you know, middle America to believe. They're singing right next to me. So you know it's a good play. Like with all the positivity in the world. Like I know something, and I know when they sing in the audience, it's a good play. We have a loop of that. Yeah.
If more people join in, the song will get better.
If more people join in, the song will get better.
If more people join in, the song will get better.
If more people join in, the song will get better.
If more people join in, the song will get better.
If more people join in, the song will get better.
If more people join in, the song will get better.
If people join in, the song will get better.
Listen.
Happy birth.
Let's play. Let's show I have some order. I want the audience to be proud of me because I know it gets a little, I get a little anxious when I feel like I've lost control. Sure, it's nice to have Tom here. I like a dog. He sounds vicious, but it's a sweetheart. Because you think that bark, you're like, what's he saying nice? I go out in the middle of the show, play it again. Yeah, I think Greg the drummer is a good drummer. Sure.
Tom, you speak dog?
I do. Yeah, what? Sure. Well, of course it's good to have this clan back together again. Yes. No.
Did you study dog in school? Or how do you speak dog so well?
Oh, my sister. I realized that joke could go nowhere good. My sister was a dog.
Oh, I see.
No, but not like in the sense of making fun of anybody. She was a golden retriever.
How's that possible?
I'm half dog.
You are.
I'm not lying. Why would I lie? What would I have to gain?
You swear to God you're half dog?
Tom, hold on. Why would I... Seriously, no. Seriously, bit aside.
Uh-huh.
How could I benefit... If I made you believe I was half dog, how would that make me a better person? Why would I
guess it wouldn't. I just am surprised you never mentioned it.
No, I'm half dog. It's been hard to live like this.
But did you? Was dog spoken in your house?
Sure, it was. My mother was a golden retriever. My dad was what they called a weirdo in the neighborhood.
Well, that explains why you speak dog.
And I grew up. Yes, sure. What? Yes, it's good to hear Chris's voice. It makes it feel like everything's all right with them all in the same room. And Jake, too, of course. Yeah, Tom's here. I'm sure that we said that Nick puts funny videos up online. I think we did, but we'll do it again. Hey, how about the videos, everybody, that Nick puts out? Sure, we'll tell them again. Yeah, oh, the videos are great. Sure, I mean, sure, what? Keep telling them?
The color.
Sure, the color. They're, he, sure, we could act like we're really... Yes, those...
Lifelike, but... about it.
Tell, sure, let them know even more. We could, but it's fair. The videos are great.
It looks the way
professional,
it
very good. Professional. Yeah, I, well, you're right that we're right for doing that. Aristotle? No, Aristotle doesn't have a dead body under his house. Why would you say such a silly thing? You're positive. Stop your positive. Oh. Sure. All right, I'm getting nervous. So let's do this. Let's play. What did you say? Okay. Everything's fine. If I'm happy, everybody's happy. Don't ever get nervous. If just check me out. If I look happy, everybody listening is happy. I have everything under control. Right now, I'm happy. That means they're happy. So relax.
We're relaxed, Todd.
No, no. Relax more.
I'm relaxed
no,
even more.
No, you guys aren't as relaxed as you. Are you relaxed?
I'm pretty relaxed.
Now, you seem tense.
I don't know.
Nah, I need you relaxed.
I'm relaxed.
No, you don't seem it.
I am.
That seems like a bad play. Let's play Tweet Jake Adams or Jake Fogelnest. Are you ready? Are you prepared to play that?
I got to turn on my phone.
All right, let's take a break. And you go get your phone. We'll make an edit. And then that edit. Let's make a fun edit for the people. This edit is so Tom can get his phone. We're going to go like this. A one and a two and a one, two. We'll be back. What could be more appropriate for the anniversary show? Oh, yes. May we have some reverb, please, Aristotle? Ladies and gentlemen, we want to say thank you for 3 years of just good fun in-house. Ah, I love it. Oh, God damn it. It's going to be a fun night. Because guess what, everybody? Now you know that the show's about to start. When you hear something like this, and then you hear something like this, it's like, oh, I like it to do a little more abruptly. So when I go cut off, and then it comes back in with a twang and a, let's just keep doing it till we get it right. Sure, the music stops. You're going to decide what it comes back with. I think that was pretty good. They could play with it. They could do anything they want. As long as we're getting to enjoy. You know when the music just stops? How do you come back in? Well, it's not every time. It can be whatever it wants. It can be whatever it wants. The drummer could take the lead with something. Maybe that's my cue to just say, let the drummer do it. What's he going to come in with? Is it going to have that fucking, you shitting me, like come back with? Because the music stops? I guess it's up to what they do to see how it comes back in. There's going to be people that say he did a good fucking job. Right? You understand
Hell
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What basically happens, Tom? The music, you talk them through it. What's the fun part of the music? It stopped. Go ahead.
The fun part of the music?
Yeah, when it...
The fun part of the music is when it goes like that.
We have to say stop it.
I've been studying my Jake tweets. Tell me when you're ready to pick Jake Fogelnest or Jake Adams.
All right, so then the music stops. And maybe the guitar comes back in. Is he going to... We don't know. He just heard the drummer, and the drummer did a kick-ass job. Now the pressure of guitar players goes, I got to come back after the silent thing. What do I do to really come in with a brown motherfucker? See what he does.
Whoa.
Wow.
I can't be followed.
I think that was a little bit disrespectful, wasn't it? Like saying fuck you to the drummer?
Yeah, why did you just punch him?
No, no, because it's like saying, because, because when I
come
heard, remember the drummer went, ba-dum, 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 and we're like, fuck, top that. That's what I thought. I thought, oh, it's over. The drummer took it home. And then he does sort of do it up a little bit. And I thought it was his way of going, fuck you. You don't scare me, drummer.
This is the aggressive conflict that created jazz.
Thank you. And then you wonder again, what's the drummer going to do? Because next time the music, it's going to stop. And then the drummer's over there. He's got to be shaking in his pants a little bit. He's like, what am I going to do? Should I go bum, bum, boom, bum, 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 boom? Should I go? But all he's thinking about is that guitar player shredding it like a fucking baseball card on a Schwinn bike that a kid would have when he's 12 years old, up and down. The fuck am I going to do?
He's only got two drumsticks.
He's thinking, I hope this guy Todd talks more so I can. He's thinking maybe he's flipping back and forth. Should I do this? Should I do that?
And all he keeps thinking is the guitar guy, you know, Jingle Joe, going, strumming the fuck out of a fucking row of strings. But he's got only so much time, because then there's that point when the music comes right back.
Less is more. He kicked his ass with less.
He fucking did it.
No, by the way, to George Carlin, he did it. Because, yeah, you know what they want? You're never going to match what's in their head. Come back with a fucking twing and then go back into the song. And it fucking excited us.
Yeah.
And I guess the story is the guitar player shitting in his fucking pants. Because he's like, are you kidding me? What the fuck? Like, I thought it was over with my shredding of my strings. And then this guy comes back in with an elegant ping. And the word out on the street is that the music's going to stop. And that drummer. Help me out here.
This isn't the first time he's played the drums. He knows what he's doing.
But he's nervous.
Even so.
Bit or not. So far that each person has upped the ante a little bit. Why pit them against each other? We're not. We're just saying stylistically, one is trying to match the style of the other. It's art. It's not competition at its worst. Nevertheless, he's over there. Shit, the fuck that drummer with that. How the fuck would he? Hey, look, he's supportive of other musicians, but he's going, how the fuck did he know it was such the right call to come in with a little bit of a boom? I shredded the guitar. Fucking he. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Well, it's probably you shouldn't put up that pile of money and said one of you gets paid and one of you doesn't right in front of the stage like that. You know, I mean, that's kind of just asking for them to try and top each other.
Well, all I know is the word out on the street, the drummer tells the story that he was hoping I went long because he's over. He still, to the last second, didn't know what he was going to do. Like, he goes, I don't know, Todd could go on for another minute, I could rethink it, but all I know is out of nowhere, they could just turn to me. And this is what, the word out on the street, this is what was in his head when the minute the show and said, and then the music's going to have to start. And they worked together. And that was the legend of Jingle Joe and Greg, the drummer, that they worked together to take the show where it needed to
they
go.
They put aside their differences?
They put aside their differences.
To create the Todd Glass music experience?
Can I get some more potatoes, please? May I get some more potatoes? Excuse me. Yeah, I wanted to get some potatoes. Is there no potatoes?
I forgot about that, potatoes.
It's the best fun thing to do. Don't think you're not all going to go to the mic and do funny. You can do anything you want. Pardon me. Oh, I'm sorry, but I, you know, in all fairness, I thought I wanted more potatoes.
What was the original potatoes thing?
We never did
it. Oh, potatoes, please.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I took the bit a different way. It was like, well, the real song went like this. More taters. Hold on. I'm going to do it justice. Do it again. More taters, please. And then we started mocking it. We'd be like, and then they would do it again and go, potatoes, please. Yeah. And then we did our, and then it became us going like Paul F. Tompkins, I think. By the way, I'm being honest. He was like
he took it to the new level.
I guess, oh, I could do it. I go, you sure you get it? Because you just have to say more taters, please. He goes, oh yeah, I totally get it. I go, oh, okay, give it a shot. And he did this. Excuse me, is there any way I get the dressing on the side? I just wanted to get a little bit of dressing on the side because I don't like to put it in there. I like to sort of put it in slowly. No, that's not it. It has to be.
And he kept insisting that he could do it, and then he would.
And he'd get really bad at it.
More taters, please.
All right, stop the music, please. We have some business to get to. This is something we said we're going to be doing every show. And yes, I will be singing a song later.
Phew. Jake Fogelnest.
Yes.
Or Jake Adams.
Okay, do we have a little music to read the tweets to? Do we have anything special?
Your job, audience and room, is to decide if this is Jake Fogelnest or Jake Adams.
Oh, we're going to start with that. And then anybody can do that bit, or we can just read tweets, whatever we... If you have a tweet you want to read,
Just I ask you to go to the microphone instead of dragging the microphone to you. Like, move yourselves as opposed to... What have you chosen over there, Joe, to play in the background? Talk to me. What is this song you've chosen?
A playground in my mind.
I need a playground in my... How's that go? Let's see if you have that one in your head.
So world gets me down.
Put some reverb in his mic. Make it sound special. More. It's an anniversary show. I'll show you. There we go. That's the anniversary. No.
Yeah.
Now that sounds like an anniversary. That's a fucking anniversary. Now look, people are like, oh, it's in a hall. Let him sing like that.
And let's sing a song all day.
Sure, it's an anniversary.
His name is Todd. He has a podcast. He has
Come
a
on.
Podcast Fridays at night. We're gonna listen to him and Tom Martin. We'll have a real great time with some tweets.
Here comes part of the show. It's the part where we tweet fictional. Bring the music down a little bit. That was fun. Bring the music. Now let's just keep this going. I like that. But in the background, as we've never gotten to this bit 3 weeks in a row.
Ready?
You're going to be playing Jake Fogelness or Jake Adams, but anybody else can just read anything they want.
Okay, so here's the tweet by one of the Jakes. What have you done with your Sunday? I've already gone to a hot L.A. brunch spot. Just a little 140-character glimpse into my showbiz life, Jake.
Oh, that's Jake Fogelness.
You're correct.
By the way, we don't have to. You don't have to say it's right until everyone else votes.
Okay, I'm not saying.
Well, you both shut up. You just did already.
Was that Jake Gyllenhaal?
What? Say that again?
I just thought, was that Jake Gyllenhaal? Is that what it was?
I'm not saying
okay.
yet.
Okay. I'm just putting my word in. Okay.
I'm not going to
well,
say.
It's we'll
not,
find by the out way, after this.
I love the guy who guesses it wasn't one of the options. Like, not only does he lose on a game show, but they give him options. He's like, I'm going to go off the board. Well, sir, that's not going to behoove you to go off the board since we've narrowed it down.
What made you think that was Jake Fogelman?
Because because he's show busy, and I can't take it anymore. He's always talking about his lunches and brunches, and he knows it, and this is a feud we have. And I'm very upset with him. I love him dearly. But that man, I went to brunch. Todd, I always go to brunches and lunches.
Jake Fogelness or Jake Adams? I didn't get into comedy to talk about my nose.
That's Jake Adams.
What?
Shut up.
It's Jake Fogelness because he has a really normal nose and everyone notices
when
No, who said that? Zero to God.
Who do you think?
I think Jake Adams did. And by the way, that's you at your best. Because that's you, like, you told a joke probably because you think, do I have to make a joke about it? And then when you did, you go, I didn't get in the business to make jokes about my nose. That's the best fucking way to deal with that. And he also said a few weeks ago, I will quote these because I think they're great examples of jokes that are, like, when I always say, like, someone told me a long time ago, you know a joke is good when another comedian might repeat it. And that's like a fair test to say to yourself. It doesn't mean you have to shed everything out of your act that's not that. But it's a good way to know, like, would somebody repeat that? And I love that somebody gave me that as a litmus. Is that the right word? Litmus test of what's funny. And then I told him the truth because I watched his video. And I said, me and Eric, remember what we kept repeating? I saw the three-way mirror thing.
Oh, yeah. I lost my confidence for a week.
I saw myself in a three-way mirror. I lost my confidence for a week. We kept saying that. Like, an hour later, we're like, I saw myself in a three-way mirror. I lost my confidence for a week. And then the other one that we all kept repeating was, it's great, about the guy. I know I'm going to bastardize it, but it's good to hear when someone does your joke in front of you. Here's how much they fuck it up. But we get the gist of it usually. You know what I mean? When you hear someone repeating your joke, it's always like, well, that's not the way but this is my version of it. There's always that funny guy at the golf course, you know. He goes, you got him, Chuck. Chuck, he's the best. Chuck's no one funnier than Chuck. And then if they know you're a comedian, they're even going to say, well, wait till you meet Chuck. Like, this guy's the best. Then you finally meet Chuck and ends up just a racist. Not so funny. Just a big...
Jake Fogelness or Jake Adams?
That was Jake
The world
Adams.
Used to be my
he's not
oyster.
Even listening. I think he's
But
hot.
Now oysters are my world, depressed shell fisherman.
Is that Jake Adams?
The world used to be my oyster, but now oysters are my world. Depressed shell fisherman.
Jake. You know what? God, this is a good one. I'm going to say Jake Adams.
Anyone else want to weigh in?
I love this game face he's got. It's great. Whatever it is, I have no fucking idea. Whatever face you're making, use it if you're ever lying.
I'm going to say Jake Fogelness just in hope that Todd is wrong.
I cackle. You know what? That means I'm having fun. I'm not apologizing for it. You know, 3 years ago, I would have edited that cackle out. But I hope people enjoyed it because it was me really laughing. That was me. That's who I am. I'm a crow. I'm basically, with all the evolution of man, my instincts are to go. I'm sick, I guess.
Aristotle, you got one?
No, wait. Who was that?
Jake Adams.
So I was right.
Yes. Yeah.
You're 3 for 3, Todd.
Jake I'm Bowen. Telling you, I know them both very well. And if it's not about his goddamn, this Jake Fogelness, what was it that he was talking about a lot on the last one?
Brunch?
His brunches.
Showbiz.
Jake Fogelness, if the tweet isn't about his brunch and how good it was and how much, and I've heard these stories from Fogelness, and Fogelness knows I love him. This is sort of a running feud we have. Every time I see him, I guess you heard about my big brunch I just ate. I go, no, I didn't. He will talk about his brunches. And I think the audience wants to know this type of a thing because they don't know Jake Fogelness. Now they do. They're like, if that's true, that doesn't seem very modest. He'll be like, oh, did I tell you about my brunch I ate? It's 18 pieces of bacon. He goes, I was stuffed, but it was so much for free that I... You know what? Jake, I don't even want to hear that story. So when it's not a story about that, I know if it's and if it's a clever one, I know it's about Jake Adams. So let me hear another one.
Aristotle, you got one queued up?
Jake Fogelness or Jake Adams? My whole family was adopted except for me. I like to keep it ambiguous.
I'm going to go with Jake Fogelness.
God, that's a great one. Yeah. Why would anybody tweet that is the question. Stop the music. That's so horrible.
You just blew Todd's mind.
Stop the music. Isn't this more of a serious crawl for help? Seriously, I thought we were a fun show here. Somebody's saying I was the only one in my family to feel unloved. They're pointing it out.
Comedically.
But now...
Yeah, why? By the way, unloved? First... But listen, my instincts were to go, who said it? And then I went, oh my God, let's prepare ourselves, whoever said it, to go help them and hug them. We don't know who it is yet, but whoever's saying this needs to be hugged.
Mm.
Because they're saying, I'm the only one in my family that's not adopted. They feel left out or different, at least isolated. They're tweeting that out. There's no joke there. This is just a call for a hug. Not the worst thing in the world.
So who's your pick?
So I'm... I never thought I'd have to get there. Well, because after that whole bit now it seems... Now Jake's looking at me like, don't you pick me, you son of a bitch. How dare you think I need a hug? Okay. I'm really trying to figure out, to George Carlin, and I don't think I'm breaking a rule here, trying to break it down, what that even means comedically, like sort of what I'm saying right now. Like, I'm the only one in my family. How is that even funny? Like, it's just sort of like, it's an observation at least. And I think that it is a little... That's why I'm saying I go to the hug. I really do. I'm too high to explain what I mean, but I know what I mean. And some people know what I mean even. But there is something that I'm trying to... You'll know what I mean. There is something to be said here for the silliness of breaking this down. That's what I mean. And maybe I'm had a lot of fresh air and I'm overthinking it. But unless I'm going to not be high later and someone's going to explain this to me, I still go back to my original thought. That's just a comment. I have 3 sisters. That's the same, right? I have 3 sisters.
Well, I think it's possible to have 3 sisters, but it's really not possible to be the only one in your family who's not adopted.
Oh, it isn't?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like...
I'm the only one in my family. Of course, there's situations like that. But there's parents that have one child by birth, and they've adopted 3 others. And that kid grew up and wanted to tweet. He could say,
parents?
I'm the only...
In
listen,
scenario,
he could say,
the
I'm
the... Aren't it sounds like the parents are also adopted.
That, oh, so you're talking about the
born?
Parents, too?
How's
I thought
born?
You meant that just the kids.
It's just...
So...
Well, is it you, even? I don't even know. But it is, because I can tell the way you grabbed the mic when I asked the question. If it wasn't you, you'd be waiting for Jake Fogelness to answer, even though he's not here. Okay, I do take it back. I didn't know it was the mom and dad, too.
So I'll start my rebuttal with not all tweets are good.
No, that's it. No, don't be shocked.
That was one of my favorite tweets. I love that.
He's reading it. Don't insult him. He's the one that picked it. Now you're insulting him. Go, sorry, sometimes I let out a load of shit. Aristotle's over there going, I picked it. What are you saying about me?
When I tweeted it, I thought it was great.
Can I tell you how I knew it was you?
The dad and her mom, because I'm talking about it right now, because all the dad and the mom were adopted as well. But also, when I posted it, it goes to my Facebook, and my mom commented on it and just put a question mark. And then my dad commented on it as well after and put three question marks.
Tell them to stay the fuck away. You're funny, and they shouldn't be lingering over your Facebook like that. Tell them to mind their own business. That's for starters. Send them here to the show, and I could maybe.
What I commented on it.
If you want me to do this, what are you saying? I got lost.
Well, after the question marks, exactly what you said is what I put.
Oh, why? Oh, right. Thank you. Well, and if you really need to, you can time it out and send them to this mile marker right here. Okay? Drum roll, please. This is.
I'm sorry.
Send them right here.
I derailed this game.
Drum roll. Mr. and members of the Jake Adams family have been told to come to this podcast at the hour we're now listening to. This message is directly for you. You were told exactly what time to meet here in the podcast, and we've met, and now I'm here to tell you this. Stop listening and lurking around your son's Facebook page. He loves you to death, but it's like his own personal thing. What are you doing here? Let him move away from the nest. You coming over? I noticed on your Facebook page. Go to your own fucking Facebook page. And don't make him the bad guy. But you're lurking and you're looming and the sister. Oh, I saw you're going to be at the... Go make your own friends. Just because your son is a stylish dresser, and all right, I'm done the bit. I don't know what happens. I'm getting nervous. You can stop playing. Is everything all right? I'm getting nervous that this is okay.
Flight to DC delayed to get more fuel for FAA reroute. We got to go around an Ebola cloud. No biggie.
Jake Fogelnest.
Jake Johansson.
Oh, wait! You didn't say that.
I threw you.
Well,
you got to be ready for any Jake in the Jake Twitter thing.
You have one you want to read. Read, if you don't care, Henry Phillips. I love that one.
Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorites. Just asked the front desk to change my toilet bucket, and she said, that's for ice. Ew. Who puts ice in their toilet bucket?
So great. Read it again. That's how much I enjoy it.
Just asked the front desk to change my toilet bucket. And she said, that's for ice. Ew, who puts ice in their toilet bucket?
Do you know why I love that joke? Because he had to change even who. No one calls it a toilet bucket. But it makes sense. It's worth the change. Sure, I think I know what I'm saying. Oh, my God.
I got one.
I'm so lonely.
Oh, yeah, I got one.
Okay, yeah.
So who said this one? Stop buying shit you don't need and go hang out with your friends.
Wait a second. Read that again. And don't cheat with these tweets. I want fair votes.
Stop buying shit you don't need and go hang out with your friends. Thank you. Who said that, Todd? Who tweeted that?
Okay, hold on. So read it again.
Stop buying shit you don't need and go hang out with your friends.
I said that.
I was just testing to
see if... Can you bring a... Bringing the music down a little bit, and I do want to say this. I got someone... By the way, they didn't know, but like I thought maybe I should make them... What is that?
Drums.
Oh, I didn't know what it was.
He brought it down.
The worst drumming I've ever heard. Sound like someone's hitting a...
Todd, he can hear you.
Well, No, he doesn't have headsets. I'm the dumbest guy in the world. No, he doesn't have headsets, you idiot.
Todd, the drummer can hear you. He's got ears.
Oh, he doesn't have headsets, moron. How's he going to hear me? You think that fucking idiot hears me? He bangs in a drum all day. He's deaf. Look at him. Smile at him. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. Hey, great job. I don't like bits. I do like bits when I'm angry. I'm going to stop saying that. Sometimes when I'm doing an angry bit, it feels uncomfortable. I want to get out of it. Sometimes I don't. So I want to stop saying, I don't like bits when it's angry. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. This is one of the times that I don't. So here we go. So what were we just doing?
We were talking about your tweet. I was seeing if you knew it.
No.
Yeah. It
was something else.
No, he said a tweet that you tweeted.
Oh, yeah, that was me. Oh, so somebody said, thank you. Somebody said that's, I say it's all dirt. They go, hey, in all fairness, that's a Johnny Cash song. And then it's even a cover when Johnny Cash did it.
Right.
And I do a tweet back. I go, I knew that. But I really did. I thought, well, does anyone think I would be so, you know, when you would steal an expression that somebody's else, like the person that would do that would be a moron. You know what I mean? But they didn't mean it that way. Maybe they just thought that I was
quoting somebody without giving them credit. I just thought it was a given that if you go with that, that's the point of what I'm saying, and I'm not going to edit this. I thought it was a given that when you say it's all dirt, you're referencing that song. So I never said, I just would say it's all dirt, like an homage to that song that already exists. And somebody thought that they go, in all fairness, that song already exists. And I'm like, I know, I'm quoting it. I was very aggressive in my tweet. I even paid a little extra, and they make the words say it like that. They go, I know. It's for extra. You can have your words have a dip in them. I know.
Jake Fogelnest or Jake Adams?
Let me hear.
There's nothing sexier than an e-commerce solution.
I'm going to say that's Jake Fogelnest.
You're right.
Yeah, it's about a buffet. That's what that whole joke's about. And right. He loves buffets.
Jake Adams or Jake Fogelnest?
Okay, this is fun. I really like this. I'm so good at it.
Officially an L.A. resident. Just saw a dude with a fake butt.
That's a hard one because I know that they're both into that. They try to throw you.
They're both into fake butts.
They're both into fake butts. Okay, who would? God damn it! I'm officially. Well, Jake's been here for a long time, Fogelnest, so it might not be him. What did he see? And then I could picture Jake Adams walking around. What would make him go, "Hey, that guy's got"? So let me hear what it is again, so I can picture Jake Adams in this scenario. Read it again.
Officially an LA resident. If it's important, there's two dots after resident.
Oh, okay.
Just saw a dude with a fake butt.
Jake Adams.
Yeah, you were right. So I wanted the suspense for the listeners, you know. That's not true.
Jake Fogelnest or Jake Adams?
Hold on. Get the music intense. You know, the whole thing's with music, when they score it, if you're scoring, this is a game show. How would you guys score it as it was? You know when they go, it gets intense, Jake Fogelnest.
Jake Fogelnest or Jake Adams? My Uber driver is wearing driving gloves and listening to Led Zeppelin. Hell yeah, this rules.
Could you repeat that one more time?
My Uber driver is wearing driving gloves and listening to Led Zeppelin. Hell yeah, this rules.
Who is... Seriously, I forgot.
Can
who
I
was
guess?
Who
Jake Fogelnest or Jake Adams?
And say, read it one more time.
My Uber driver is wearing driving gloves and listening to Led Zeppelin. Hell yeah, this
Jake
rules.
Fogelnest.
You know why? Because Jake. When Uber had just became an app, Jake Fogelnest mentioned it on an episode of this podcast.
Well, that's not how I knew. I knew because
he took an Uber here.
I don't think you'd be that. I don't think you. Who is the band playing?
Zeppelin.
I'm sure Jake likes some Zeppelin songs. It's not like he's like, oh, fuck the Zeppelins. But he wouldn't like be like, oh, fuck Zeppelin. And probably Jake Fogelnest really likes them. And he's thinking, oh, cool, I get to hear some cool music. And he was just giving a positive shout out. Jake Fogelnest, final answer, shut the fuck up. How do I fucking do it? Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. What's the fucking answer?
Yeah, Jake Fogelnest. Here. This one is so obvious, I'm just going to play a different game. Jake Adams or Jake Adams? And here it is.
Oh, I bet I'd be good at this one, too.
Looking for a girl who appreciates a man with a golfer's body.
Oh, well, of course that's Jake Adams.
That's why I made it Jake Adams or Jake Adams.
Oh. All right, listen. Doug, do you want to read one more? Do you have another one?
Here's another Jake Adams. I don't go to dance clubs probably because I call them dance clubs.
Who? By the way, one of Jordan's here. Rory Scovel's girlfriend. We didn't. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even say hello to you over there.
Chicken sandwiches.
Oh yeah. Well.
Sandwiches.
What?
Chicken sandwiches. Chicken sandwiches.
All right. Well, it's good to have you here, ladies and gentlemen.
Chicken sandwiches.
Jordan. Jordan is here in house with
chicken
us.
Chicken sandwiches.
All right. Come on.
I want chicken sandwiches.
All right. Well. It's good to have you. It's good to have you here on the show, hanging out with us. That's all.
Chicken sandwiches.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Where's Rory? Is he on the road? Is Rory on the road?
Chicken sandwiches.
Oh, are you just. All right. I'm not going to talk to her. I didn't know where to do this bit.
Chicken sandwiches.
You want to read another one? We got two more.
I have one from Bud Diaz.
I make it up. Like we have time. I have time for as much whatever I want to do. I don't like this bit because everyone's looking at their phone and it feels like no one's... But you have to. I get it. I have to keep forgetting that we're doing it for a reason. Go ahead. What's yours? I say, do you like my thing when I said I only have three... we only have time for two more. I can make it whatever I want. You know what? We're going to squeeze another two in, ladies and gentlemen. Normally, we wouldn't have some time. What's yours?
Can we tweet from Bud Diaz.
Can we have a little music? Because, yeah, I love to... How about... Yeah, this is good. It's got some soul. Give it some twang. I want these tweets to... I want this segment to say twang. When people go, you know when Todd reads those emails or the tweets?
The twangy tweets.
It's twangy tweets. I love it. It's Twangy Tweety Tuesday on Fridays on the Todd Glass Show.
You're listening...
What was it again?
From Bud Diaz.
No. Oh,
what?
The phrase.
Oh, Twangy, Twangy Tweets?
Twangy Tweets on Tuesday.
You're listening to Twangy Tweets on Tuesday on the Todd Glass Show, the twangiest thing in the world.
I'd like to read one. Fuck your mama!
Jake Adams.
All right. We have time, seriously, for four more. I lied. Well, I want to think you guys have something to look forward to. Jake, do you have one you want to read? Tom?
I got one.
Yeah, what is this? Is this Jake Fogelnuss or Jake Adams, or is it just a good tweet?
Let's see if you can identify.
Shut up.
Why does a fireman wear suspenders?
Well, this doesn't seem like a tweet. It seems
to
like
keep his pants up. I'm just kidding. That's a riddle. Gotcha.
I have one.
You really got me, Tom. By the way, the visual of that is just pure joy. It's so gosh darn golly happy that he thinks that he didn't get him. But what am I going to do? You got me. I want to make him happy. So happy he got you. That's just a riddle. Do you have one, Jake? You don't? Hold on. Stop. Stop, everybody. Chris Burden, do you have one?
Maybe.
You may start the music up again.
Jake or Jake, I am going to get a haircut and buy some clean shirts because I have things in development.
Jake Fogelnuss.
God damn it, you're good at this game.
Well, that was an easy one.
How?
Jake doesn't ever have to clean his show's shirts. Because it's always clean.
Okay, like, one more. Jake or Jake?
Jake Fogelnuss is disgusting. I mean, that man's body image, you know, he's filthy. And I tell him, and he knows. One time, he loves buffets. And he goes up to them, he goes, you know...
I just want a girlfriend who likes the same podcasts as me.
Oh, that's Jake. Wow, hold on. May I request...
Phone a friend?
Yes.
Okay, who do you want to call?
I'm going to call my friend Tom Martin.
Okay, just one second while I connect it for you.
He's really...
It's ringing, hold on, he's not
Hello?
Answering.
Hello?
Hey, Tom.
Tom Martin here.
Tom, it's Todd, I'm on the...
Todd who?
Oh, come on, you're going to waste my 30 seconds.
Todd, you have 20 seconds.
Hold on. Tom, it's Todd Glass.
No, 15. How are you doing?
No, Tom, we put
10,
you. Tom, we
9,
put you. You filled out the paperwork. So I'm on that show.
Can we call Todd later?
I'm
just at the gym.
3, 2, 1. Sorry, Todd, you are out of. You are out of whatever they call those things that help you in the show. So.
Yeah.
We need an answer, Todd. We have to get to a commercial break.
Okay, hold on. I really do want to... Can I... Well, all of a sudden, how did you start brushing me along? I got nervous.
Suddenly, I'm in charge.
Somehow, he's in charge now, and it got me nervous. I'm like, oh, shoot, we're going to a commercial. I better hurry. I realize it's just Chris over there.
That he's the lifeline, and he just fucked
Yeah, Chris does it. I thought somehow maybe he knows something. I don't know. Okay, so listen. I really want to do this. I want to be able to phone you for real and ask you.
Okay.
But I forget what the question was.
Todd, that's not how the game works.
Hold on. No, seriously, help me. What were we talking about?
Who said the tweet?
Who said the tweet about...
I just want a girlfriend who likes the same podcast.
Okay. Let's go back into it now. And I want to phone a friend. I want to phone a friend. Okay. And I want you to really be the friend. Put the operator, connect us again.
All right.
I want to really try to guess this by really getting your real input,
Todd,
even though it's in a bit. You get what I mean. Just put me through.
I don't want to sound like a dick, but I just want to let you know that you're sure it's 10 cents a minute.
No, what game show would they charge you? Okay, game show host, I would like to...
So you want to pay the charges?
Yes, I'm a little...
All right, it's connected.
No, you hold on. No, you still, he doesn't. I I can't stop him. I can't stop him.
Hello.
You can obviously tell I didn't want to do the bit, but he did it anyway, and then he made it fucking hilarious. He's going to commit, so you do want to pay the 10 cents. You're going to have to answer this question, Todd, or your bit isn't going to go forward
15
anymore.
Seconds.
Yes, I would like to pay.
Oh,
yes,
no, the call's connected.
Oh.
Tom.
10 seconds.
Tom.
Please hold for Tom Martin.
Oh, Tom, don't
hey,
do that.
Hey, it's Tom.
Listen, Tom,
yes,
I have
sir.
A question. No, I want to get through for this call.
Okay.
We're doing the same bit we did last time.
Well, we don't usually do this, but we're going to give you unlimited time on this call.
Thank you. Tom, hey, yes. It's Todd.
A dollar a minute.
Tom, yes, that's fine. Tom.
Yes.
I'm on the game show. I'm on the game show.
Ooh, I can pay a dollar a minute.
No. Todd, I need you to focus. This is important.
Okay. Guys, now's not the time.
That's like an hour, that's $60.
Todd, think of what this money means to you.
Okay, listen, I'm a little nervous right now. The question was, I've been good at this game all night, but this is a weird one. All I ever wanted to do is meet a girlfriend that would like the same podcast as me, Jake Adams or Jake Folk. Can we get a little, the tense music in the background?
Why did you can't bring your own band to a game show.
This band belongs.
Todd, what I need you to do here is I need you to, like...
Who is it? Who they would both want that, but who would
Todd,
want it
Todd, if I tell
more?
You, you're not going to learn.
No, stop it. This isn't the time. No, you'd be the worst person. No, don't do a bit. Don't. No, now's not the time. Please. I need the reason. Remember when I said if I was on the show I was going to call you?
Okay, I'm going to help you along.
That's not to get a life lesson on national
Jake.
TV.
Jake.
Okay, that's not helping me.
Excuse me, Todd. I hate to interrupt real quick, but the entire audience has gone home, and the janitor really wants to clean up so he can leave.
Jake.
I like how the bit has to go anywhere he wants it. Now I got to go, well, I can't fight it, or I'm a horrible improv person. Okay, so the janitor, we're on stage still. Is it Jake Adams? Help me out here. I need you to verbalize
Jake
it with me.
Fogel, one of them.
Okay, listen, I'm not joking around. To George Carlin now. And I don't think I'm doing that with the bit. Mm-hmm. To George Carlin, I really want to get your help on this.
Okay, but I need to tell you, I have no fucking idea who it is.
But you talk it with me at least.
Okay.
And I remember someone said, don't confuse To George Carlin in a bit. And we just smidge it into that area about 20 minutes ago. I don't think I am right now. I'm saying I want to do the show and I want to have it as a bit, but I really want to really get you. So that's
you know what?
To the George Carlin part, we're going to talk about this back and forth and you're going to help me figure it out.
Can we repeat the tweet?
Yes. All I ever wanted to do was meet a girl that liked the same podcast as me.
That sounds like Jake Adams.
It, you know what? It could sound like both of them, but we're talking this out. We're talking it out. Please, operator.
The operator. I'm the game show host.
Listen, this is why I'm leaning towards Jake Adams. A lot of the tweets that Jake's done have been about getting a girl or relating to a girl or a girl liking his golfer's body or that kind of thing.
He doesn't care. I'm telling you, it's Jake Fogelness. He's lonely. He's lonely.
I haven't heard Fogelness do a lot of tweets in that fashion.
He does have a podcast.
Can I say this? Jake Fogelness is lonely. He's crying out. Jake would like to meet a girl, but he doesn't care. Like, he's not sitting home, oh, if I could only meet a girl that liked the same podcast as me. It would be a bonus. But Fogelness, you know he's over there. Oh, I'll never meet the right girl with the right podcast. No, it's a lonely, desperate, sad plight.
Look, ultimately, it's your choice to pick which Jake.
Well, I'm going
to
say it's definitely Jake Fogelness.
All right.
Because Jake, he would like to meet a girl. He would like to meet a girl if it was a bonus, if she liked the same podcast. But other than that, he can go, there could be a million things that I love about this girl. It doesn't just have to be our podcast. But Jake Fogelness, I couldn't even know what to talk about.
Sorry,
Todd,
we got to reconnect you. We dropped the call. It's been like a half hour or something.
Well, the audience still heard it.
The audience has been gone.
That was it. No, the podcast audience hears it. Let's talk about...
All right, you're back on with Tom.
Hey, Todd.
So I think it's got to be Jake Fogelness who said that.
Okay, can I call Jake Adams as part of the show, or would they that be
I don't think you're allowed to call the guys. He's the one who's...
Can they hear me in the studio audience? Because maybe I could call him without even...
Hold on.
Well, this is unprecedented, but
no, you can't
I guess
talk,
you could do a three-way call.
You can't talk to Jake Adams.
Okay.
Because that's going to be tilting the pot. You have to guess with right
I
now.
I think it's Jake Adams.
You really do?
I do, honestly.
And I think it's Jake Fogelness. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I am genuinely really wanting to give this as much thought as I can because I want to be right. And either, by the way, do you realize if I'm wrong, I've insulted someone that's in a silly way that's sitting across from me? But it's not. So let me restate it. Yes, I get it. It's like you can't really go out with someone that doesn't have your same sense of humor. It's nice. Podcasts just represent your sense of humor. What you're basically saying is, just want to like some of the same podcasts you like. So I get it. But still, Fogelnest, it's him. Because Jake's out there, he's still getting, you know, he's still hooking up. He's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So he's happy. It's Fogelnest sits home.
I'm never
going to meet a girl. Jake, you know, Jake can fool around with a girl for one or two nights, and they can have a nice time. And if they don't listen to the same podcast, he still can get a little pussy.
Well, either way, you're hurting someone's feelings pretty bad.
No, well, Fogelnest, you know, it's not my fault. That describes him. Oh, my God, listen to my same podcast. Oh.
Todd, it's the next day, and people are lined outside for today's show, so we really need to get your final answer.
I'm gonna say, I want to restate it, so when, if I'm wrong, I don't look like a buffoon here. Either way, this is a good person that... They're saying it. They get a little lonely. That doesn't mean they're not like full of love and other great qualities. It's a little moment of like, I'm teasing the, if I could only meet a girl. But, you know, Jake's out on the town. He's, you know, a little bit, he's getting, you know, he's meeting these girls at these
brothels.
At these brothels. All right, I turned it into a bit. When for a while, I was really giving my real opinion. Jake, God damn it. I'm not even joking around. Okay, let me think about it. All I ever wanted to do... I'm changing it a little. What was the actual tweet? I'm not going to lose this. I don't care how much time
it
takes.
Well, I don't even know what it was now.
Just get it close.
I just want to meet a girl who likes the same podcasts as me.
Thank you.
Per plural. Like
you don't really want to change yours? You feel pretty confident? Because it's all me doing the wiggling.
No, I really feel like it's Jake Adams, but it's just based, like I said, Jake...
Why do you think he would care so much about meeting a girl?
I think because... Because
Fogelnest does a podcast.
But it's a funny tweet on its own. And I think that thematically, Jake Adams has done more dating tweets in the last month than Jake Fogelnest.
I'm going to change it to Jake Adams' final answer. Jake Adams' final answer. Go.
Wait a minute. Are you really answering?
Jake Adams' final answer.
Okay.
Jake Adams' final answer. What is the question? What is it?
You're correct. It's Jake Adams.
Yes!
Am I right?
However, it took you so long to answer all the prize money.
Because I wasn't going to be wrong. to George Carlin, am I right?
Yes.
It changed my whole opinion.
I think it would be really great if I had a girlfriend who liked the same podcast as me.
Sure would, and guess what? It changed my opinion. By the way, I'm lucky, because last minute I went from thinking it was, oh, please, to you're just dating more, so that's something you're realizing. So I go, oh, it has nothing to do with that. So I was fucking right. That's right, I was right once again, ladies and gentlemen. And the music fades.
Thanks to your lifeline.
Hey. Can I have some reverb? You might drink the water. I'm going to drink the wine. You might drink the water. Let's see if the band can do anything. With this. Is there anything you could do with this, guys? And if you can, I understand. You might drink the water. I might drink the wine. You might drink the water. All right, let's wrap it up. Don't play. It indulges me. Can I have one of those drinks, the coffee drinks?
Hello, is this Mr. Thompson?
No, Tom.
Mr. Thompson, how you doing? Let me make myself very clear. I'm calling from the Rotisserie Chicken Association of America.
My name is Tom Martin.
Yeah, listen, and let me make myself very clear. You received a rotisserie chicken.
That's true. You have the name wrong, but I did receive the rotisserie chicken.
Well, you promised to tell 15 friends, and we don't have a connection with 15. We haven't gotten 15 calls. Now, we granted that everybody who tells is going to call us. We haven't had one person call us and say that you recommended them. So who did you recommend us to? Because you did receive one of our rotisserie chickens for half price. So you've stolen from us, basically. We just want you to know that. That's why the police will eventually be called in, because you've stolen from us.
Are you saying that...
Well, did we have a deal?
No, we didn't have a deal. I paid...
On a good handshake. Didn't we say if you promised to tell 10 friends?
I watched your infomercial.
Who did you tell?
I ordered your product.
Who did you tell?
Your product came to me... I use your product. It's pretty good. It's not great. It's not as good.
Who did you tell about it?
I didn't tell anyone about it. Why should I tell someone about it?
We would like our $49 back. because that's if you're not going to tell anybody. We gave you the price that if you were going to tell somebody.
Sir, this is if your
I'm
company
sorry,
is so
voice.
Desperate.
Pardon me?
Your company is so desperate that it's calling.
I think you're the one that was desperate.
It's good customers.
Hold on. Not that I want to make fun of our own policy, but if anybody's desperate, isn't it you? Because you have to say, oh, sure, give me a discount, and then I'll tell. Who wants to tell 10 people? I get it. It's a pain in the ass.
You're right.
You're the one going for that. Why didn't you just pay full price if you're so great?
Sir,
Sir, what?
Can I speak to your supervisor? Because
I am the supervisor. I'm not joking around either. A lot of people hate it, but it's the way it is.
So you're saying that you want me to send you more money or send the product back?
I think you thought it was like a joke, like we wouldn't care. You're even admitting you didn't tell anybody. That's part of the deal.
Do you watch the infomercial?
Of course I watch the infomercial.
The infomercial just said, hey, here's the price.
You promised to tell 10 friends that you're going to get half price. Well, you didn't tell anybody.
No, if you watch the infomercial says, we're going to give you this half price, and we think you're going to be so happy with it, you're going to tell 10 friends. And it didn't say that you have to tell 10 friends. It said you think it, you did the typical language of an infomercial where you said, well, how much you think you'd pay for this? $59.99? Well, what if we told you $49.99? You're going to be so happy. You're going to tell 10 friends about this. You didn't say I have to tell 10 friends. You said you're going to tell 10 friends. Now you're telling me I have to tell 10 friends?
You didn't tell anybody.
No, I wasn't part of the deal.
Oh, it wasn't?
No,
it was. It was. Let me tell you something. When you sit here and you think you can make up the verbiage, I will tell you the verbiage, and it is very specific.
You know what? I don't want your product anymore. I'm going to send it back to you.
We don't want you to have it. We don't want you to have it. We already have a guy in route.
Really? Well, I'll pack it up then. I'll pack up my rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, well, you know what? Don't worry about it. Throw it out.
Why would I throw it out?
We don't care. We don't even want it. We just don't want you to have it. Seriously. But listen.
You call every one of your customers and tell them to throw out the thing they just bought?
Listen to what I'm saying here.
Yes, sir.
Now, come on here. You seem like a reasonable man. I will listen to you if what I'm saying doesn't make sense. I think a lot of people think the commercial just says it. Promise to tell friends, and everyone thinks I'll get it half price. And no one's going to know if I didn't tell. No one's going to know, but well, we happen to know. And I think you're trying to shy away from. If you want to pay full price, then we get it. You don't want to. Hey, we do get people that they go, they check the other box. They go, you know what? I'm a busy man. I don't want to tell 10 friends. It's sort of a pain when you got to mention a chicken rotisserie to 10 of your friends. I'll pay the full price. I won't worry about it. We're okay with that. But you don't try to say, oh, I'll tell 10 friends.
I see what's going
take
on.
Take the discount, and then you don't tell nobody? We're the ones that got ripped off, not you.
I see. Todd, I mean, sir, I did tell 10 people.
No.
I did, I
no,
promise. Just
winking,
like the infomercial said, I told 10
I
people. All right, so now I'm fine. I got to keep it, right? Because I told 10 people, like I promised.
Well, you seem to be very manipulative, almost sick. Because you know what? I don't know how to get above you because you're like, you get sick. You're like, you're crazier than me. So I listen. What I'd like to do.
Sir, what if I told you I'll give you your rotisserie chicken back if you promise to tell 10 people that it sucked?
Why not? I know what the show needs. I always know what the show needs. I always know.
What's the show need?
Well, I know when your time for... No, I don't want to do it. Maybe I didn't know what it needed. Oh, let me take this.
You're listening to the... Oh, thank God, Mother of Jesus.
So, in all seriousness, do I get to keep the rotisserie chicken? Or?
No. Seriously, we have somebody on the way. You know what? I'm sorry I got
out of this bit, because once I started realizing what it was, I missed it.
No, you... Sir, we want, yes, we do. We will send someone down for it. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to be very fair to you. Mm-hmm. We're going to get the rotisserie chicken back, and we will purpose it. We sell it to basically a flea market type of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to do here is...
I cooked some...
Let me finish. We're going to come get it. we're going to probably give you like $12 or $6, somewhere in that area. But we're coming back to get it. It's ours.
I'm not cleaning it.
Don't clean it. We're not trying to play games with you.
All right.
It's ours. It would be like if I took your dog, your family dog that you love, and I came over. I go, oh, guess what? I'll take it. Not if it's not yours. That rotisserie chicken is not yours. You took it under the intentions of telling 10 friends. Later, you decided you didn't want to tell friends. That's okay. Have the dignity to call us up and go, listen, I didn't tell anybody. Where do I send the rest of my $39 to?
Sir, do you have email? Do you have electronic mail?
Yes, I do, sir.
I don't.
I don't.
And so what I do, if I've told my friends through regular mail, I've written 10 letters,
you said you
and they haven't maybe arrived yet. So you're going to feel pretty silly.
By the way, this guy makes me sad because he's such a liar. Because we all know the listening audience that that's not what he said. He goes, all of a sudden, now, he was literally saying before he admitted it, he goes, I know, I'm not telling anybody. But this is what happens in real life, only there's not a recording of it always. Someone totally goes, no, I remember specifically, very specific.
You know, it takes a long time for mail to get to its destination.
Yeah, I remember specifically this guy saying now that I, you know, So let's try this. From smart news to dumb, sort of simple, like they have to give the lighter end of the news. Ian Carmel. It's fucking disrespectful of me.
Carmelin. Sometimes I get so mad at myself.
There. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a great show tonight.
Time now for the news.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah.
All right. It's good. I'll do it. Oh, yeah. So anyway, this is... I got lost. I know. I knew people were laughing, but I didn't know why. But I knew it was about me. Because I was like... That's supposed to take the show in a certain direction, and then I get lost and just stare at everybody when it's time to. I get it. It's happening. I know what's as it's unfolding. I know what's going on, and now I'm the part where I explain it. Very, very predictable. Very predictable. So.
Now it's time for the news.
Oh, is that what we're... Okay, yeah. So, the news. Oh, yeah. So this is a bit I was doing with Ian Carmel. Carmel! Carmel, not to Carmel! The guy who acts like he's improvising, but he doesn't really... Carmel or Carmel-y or Carmel-ay or all the different types of Carmels. Ian Carmel was doing this bit last week, and Rob, he was playing the one with this sort of, which I have to give this part to you, because it has to be the peace treaties signed in the Mideast, or something of relevance.
A real news story.
Yeah, well, it's a real news story. It could be political, it could be social, mm-hmm. could be anything that's boom. It's some serious journalism. Mm-hmm. And then I am the person that does the other stories.
Okay.
I hope I can come up with good ones.
All right.
Okay, I'm already trying to think of what they are.
All right.
Of course I am.
Tell me when to start.
Okay, you can start whenever you want. Music? Oh, yeah, this is the show, sure. Little game show music, sporting betting. That right? Yeah. Everything seems like something you'd come up with.
And for the first time in 8 years, the California budget appears to be balanced.
Make snowflakes out of toilet paper. This Christmas holiday is going to be a lot of fun. Tonight at 11. No, you can keep playing the music nonstop.
I forgot to loop it.
You did?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah, Jake Adams. He's the best looper.
That's Jake Adams. Sure. Well, Jake Adams is a good looper. And you know, you're a good looper, too.
I learned everything I know from him.
You learned everything you knew from him, but you did it before he did it. So how would you learn it from him?
Are interest rates headed higher? Stay tuned and we'll find out.
Can you eat chocolate cake and lose weight? Find out at 11. Keep giving. Is it hard for you to think of them? Okay, good. Isn't that funny that when I think of that part of this bit, I think, is it hard to keep thinking of things? Because it seems so hard to come up with things that are actually, like, relevant.
Right.
Socially. Not socially, I would be aware of, but, like, you know, a peace treaty. Anything with the word peace treaty in it, I'm fucking lost.
peace treaties. You know, whoever's delivering that news, that seems hard.
Is the aid coming into the Ukraine just a Russian trick for military advancement?
Neighborhood cats attacking trash cans. We'll tell you where at 11.
Tragedy struck high school football today.
Hold on, I need time.
Well, I don't want to be rushed because, you know, there's some momentum going here. They're good ones. I don't want to do a bad one, you know. Not that I'm practicing them. You know I am. I'm going over them in my head. Hold on. Oh, okay.
Secondhand smoke, not as dangerous as first thought.
Hollywood decorations out as early as August? We'll tell you why local retailers made up their decision. Man, maybe that was a little too long. All right.
A brush fire taking over the Nixon Library?
The biggest collection of peas you'll ever see tomorrow at the Neshaminy Mall. Neshaminy Mall. Hey, honey, he's talking about us. We live near that Neshaminy Mall. Fade it up.
Jake Adams and Jake Fogelnest, one person?
Well, oh, that's. I think that hit both territories. It left me with nothing in a good way. All right, listen.
A cat that likes to do the doggy pat.
What is that? We can do whatever we want with the listeners. Can we have some reverb, please? It's our decision to put anybody in whatever mood we want them in. Right now, people are just like us. Some people have had some fresh air. This music is tribal and as simple as it can get to clean your head out. You know, a lot of people think, oh, when you meditate, you have to do traditional meditation. This is some simple, clean ways to clean your head out. I'll shut up for a second. Out. Follow Jake Adams on Twitter. Get it into your head.
Buy some manila folders and a Brother P Touch.
Subscribe to the Todd Glass Show on iTunes.
Assassinate Abraham Lincoln.
Fuck it.
You're going to be real sorry when that happens, Aristotle.
Yeah, that, you know, we don't want to be associated.
And the music came back.
Let's not make it a joke. Think of this music. Look at it. Listen, listen. I want you to live and eat. Eat this music right now. Start eating it. I'm not joking around. You don't look like you're eating it. There you go. Guess what? I lost my virginity to this music. Actually, this would be good or bad.
If you're at the gym, do one more set. This music will make you stronger.
That's right. This is why we're playing it.
You're and if you're at the gym and you're a virgin, lose your virginity to this music at the gym.
That sounds like a bad situation.
No, it's beautiful. Love is beautiful. Five more. Four more.
I'm thinking Tom's
three
example.
More. Two more. And one more. Next set.
One, two, three, four. Come on, lift that. Ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da. I don't have to, you know, as long as you get the first part right.
Buy our shit.
Go to your wallet and get at least $10, if not more. And send it to Burlstein Entertainment.
The Todd Glass Show has a PayPal account.
Oh, by the way, good news. Good news. To celebrate our anniversary, we started up that PayPal account again. All right, guess what? Let's get out of this bit and say goodnight. Oh, I feel like I did it so quickly. I know. That was a little bit, even for me, it sounded like Jesus.
You
sound
know,
like a real
I don't know.
Stick in the mud. Oh.
You know, if there's one person that we'd like to hear sing in this room, you know who it is.
Oh, guys.
Let me finish. We have, you know, the current reigning man of the year here.
Oh,
I'm talking.
Not, I'm not. I'm
no,
very.
No, no. Joe McKenzie. Oh, you thought I was going to say you.
Oh, no. Joe.
Joe. Great.
Joe.
I mean, it'd be a great way to end the show. I mean, everybody wants Joe to sing.
I have an idea. I have an idea. Let's, by the way, I'm going to take this bit a different direction than you thought I would probably, but that's okay. In the bit I'm going to take it is, he does end with a song, but we take a break. It's worth taking a deep breath and deciding a good song. So we'll put a little thought into it, maybe.
All right.
And then we'll come back and Joe will close with a song. Like, hopefully something maybe we can... Maybe I'll sing along with.
Sure.
But maybe not. Whatever we pick.
I know.
Let's think about it.
Okay. Is that good? Did you all have fun?
I did.
3 years.
Three more years. Let's meet again in 3 years.
No, let's meet again in a month.
All right.
So is my check for this show going to be in the mail? Or?
That's all you got?
No, I was really asking.
Yes, of course. I wouldn't ask you to do it for free. That's what I would do
so
in
like
real life.
5 to 7 business days or like a month?
I'll give you, we usually get a bill payout in about 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes a while to go through. By that time you forget. Nah, we usually get our checks in the mail anywhere from 6 to 8 months afterwards. Bang, at least. All right, listen. Well, everybody, what a night, right? I like the electric guitar better.
I thought we were taking a break to decide what
to play. Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, we are. But
if you wanted to, I picked that up because you played a song the last 2 weeks. You played it for Rob Gleason last time, and you played it for Stephen Fine Arts the week before.
Oh, no, I know. It's for Tom. It was actually about Tom.
I didn't know if
I felt. We've been doing this.
Oh, the one where you can't quite hear what to say.
Yeah,
no, I mean,
it's for you. That's the joke.
Oh, really?
No, here's what was going to happen. We were going to just go to a break. I want to keep the show with some order. We were going to go to break and discuss what song to close the show with, but we ended up just keep talking, which is fine.
Sure.
So, but I don't mind that it derailed because that's what's funny about that song that you're here. It's actually a fun time to play it for you. That song's about you. It's so obvious. Well, Tom, yeah, when you hear it now, you'll be like, how did I not hear my name? Think of what I'm saying, though. I'm glad to have you back.
Right.
So it was about you, but I tried to play it for those guys.
Oh.
And they're like, I don't think it sounds like me.
I heard it. I didn't hear my name, but maybe I wasn't listening.
Oh, you were like them, too, maybe.
Well, I just probably wasn't paying attention because I was probably trying to hear their name.
Yeah, I think it might have been when I recorded it. I had doubled the vocal, and sometimes it gets a little hard.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand that. A friend of mine in the music business once, we talked about that for
a
while.
Yeah.
He's in the music business.
I've been waiting for this guest for a long time.
All right.
Just wondering where he'd be on.
This is fantastic.
Good news, everybody. The waiting is through.
Oh, I feel great.
Because he's here tonight.
I am here.
To give a great big welcome to Reese Blubber Jim Rochelle. He's on the Todd Glass Show.
Tom Martin.
Oh, it's nice, but I'm not sure.
He's on the Todd Glass Show.
I don't know.
And now we're here tonight. It feels so right.
Well, thank
you. We're playing him.
Listen, right here.
Rubber Strap is on the Todd Glass Show.
I appreciate the sentiment, but I did not hear Tom Martin. I heard, like, a lot of garbling. I mean, the rest of the song was really nice, and the sentiment is great. I feel fantastic. I'm not sure he was really saying my name.
Oh, I tried to enunciate it a little since the recording wasn't clear.
Oh, I feel bad. I really thought it.
maybe I overdid it. I should do the move the mouth trick.
Yes.
Like a broadcast.
Yes.
I'm used to just singing.
Oh, you see, that's the problem.
That's broadcasting.
Maybe other people
heard. I didn't hear it, but maybe I need to hear that announcement, you know, that really, really saying it like you mean it.
I hear what you mean.
Because sometimes in songs, you just like race through it, you know?
A lot of times that happens when I watch the Tonight Show and you know, like Jay Leno or the new host, Jimmy Fallon, and they'll go like, oh, guess who's on our show tonight, man? And you're like, oh, did I just hear that?
No, I don't know if that's true, but, you know, I'm
defending you in the bit.
But
why would you deny that?
I want to say that the sentiment of the song was really nice, and it made me feel great.
Thank you.
But I am saying I'm not sure you really said my name. I didn't hear it.
You want him to do it with more clarity?
Well, I mean, it's
I know what you're looking for. You're looking for Tom Martin.
Thank you.
You hear it when I do that one. The Tom Martin.
Yes.
That comes through.
Yes. Okay.
Well, then that's what you're not hearing. Guess what? Then that's why it's sad, because it's just as clear in the other one. He knows he recorded it.
Well, I'm singing it the same. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he just gave you an example.
All right, it's probably me. It's probably me.
Probably is a disrespect to a fine musician.
No, I'm sorry I said anything.
I think
at
you
all.
Should apologize, not tell him it's probably you. You go from insulting him
you know
a little
what?
To insulting
Forget
him
Forget I said anything. Thank you for the song, and,
oh,
you know.
Sure, Tom.
Well, why don't we do it again?
And if you want, yeah, sure.
If he's not offended, if I was him, and I've heard
him. Says his name, if you want.
We might as well.
He can sing it live.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it
Cause
live.
Because he's here tonight.
Yes, I am.
Give a great big welcome to Ringling Brownman. He's on the Todd Glass Show.
On,
you know
on.
From Word Girl.
Hold on, see.
Yeah, Word Girl.
He's on the Todd Glass Show. He's a reliable presenter of comedy. And he should have another drink. Ringling Brownman's on the Todd Glass Show.
Is it just me? Anything. I mean, like, I won't say anything if it's just me, but I did not hear my name. I only heard things about me and a certain truth.
It's not
it really
name.
Sounds
it's not
like
your name.
We might have, maybe the mumbo. Reverb. Maybe
no,
the reverb was
let's not
probably.
Lie. He's, it's not you. It's
it could
not
be the decay
name.
On the
We've
reverb.
We've been trying
we
to reuse.
It.
We Please. You guys are making a fool of ourselves. It's not us. We just try to reuse the jingles. It's not
it's
you.
It's just Men of the Year. Come on.
That's a couple Men of the Year doing it.
All right, everybody. So that's what we're going to do. Let's take a deep breath, and we'll think of a good song to Joe to close the show with. And it was a lot of fun. This was a silly festival, and we're going to – ready? Let's take a deep breath in, and when we take a deep breath out, we will be singing a song with Joe to close out the show in a fun, festive, good time for all. Deeper, more in. No more, 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 and no, hold, no, hold, come on, hold, guys, are you kidding me? Okay, and hold, and we'll be back.
But I'm a dentist.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I thought about a song as we were talking about when we took that deep breath, and I don't want to. The last thing I want to do is do anything that's melodramatic. But I want to let you know that I'm deaf. I would have never done this to you, but I haven't heard anybody in many, many years.
Is that true, Todd?
Of course, it's true, Tom. I'm deaf. You know, I wouldn't just make people listen to my voice. But I didn't want to. I wanted to end on a positive note. You know, and I thought that Joe could take us home.
At the end of a storm.
I'm deaf, everybody.
Really?
I'm deaf.
Todd, how deaf are you? He is deaf. He didn't answer.
And the sweet silver song.
That's our show, everybody.
Of a love.
I know how to go home. I know how to do it, motherfuckers.
Walk on through the wind.
Look what I do every fucking week.
Walk on through the rain. Throw your dreams be tossed.
So, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Mr. Nick Lipa, young Jake Adams, Tom Martin, Eric Olson, Chris Burden, Todd Glass Aristotle, drummer Greg, and also the always appreciated lyricist Joe, we say goodnight.
Alone.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.